Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Hey, you sexy beasts, especially you sexy beasts in Melbourne. Our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, the one where we talk about pop culture wrong, is part of the Melbourne Podcast Festival this August 1st at 2 p.m. Tickets are selling like the opposite of hotcakes, so to help our self-esteem and to justify what I do for a living, head to the show notes and slam that link to go buy more tickets than you'll frankly need, and then drag all your mates along. They will love it, and by extension you, but more importantly, me. Once again, help me get that attention I crave by filling up this cinema. That's right, we're performing in a cinema. Will it be well lit and not at all conducive to a live show? God, I hope so. So once again, head to the show notes and we'll see you on the 1st of August. Everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news, none of the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm Joel.
And today's here.
Hello. A special guest, but I guess I've been cucked.
It's fine.
Cucked your lunch?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm the host now.
I guess, what are we speculating on there?
Something about Spider-Man, I think.
No way. Home.
And what do we think is going to happen in Spider-Man No Way Home?
So Spider-Man, at the end of Spider-Man Far From Home, he got outed by J. Jonah Jameson, who was bald.
Okay. Insult to injury. The worst thing you can do is be outed by a bald man. Yeah.
All the stress.
All the yelling.
I was really going to dive down on the ball. Why is he bald?
Do you think it started early, or do you think he's still got hair but he's shaving it?
Yeah,
What do we feel?
I don't know. I think he probably had the ring, and then slowly. Does he still have the mustache?
He saw the ring. He saw the video from the ring, and instead of being killed by the video from the ring, he went bald. I just want to be straight off the bat. I think it's equally as bad.
Yeah.
If you're bald or not bald. I think we're all beautiful.
I agree.
We're all beautiful children.
I absolutely agree.
That you phrase that as it's equally bad.
Yeah.
Look, we're all awful children of God, is what I'm saying.
No hair. Yuck. Either way, it sucks shit. Okay.
We're all gutter creatures.
Have you looked at a human being?
Yuck.
It's horrible. It is foul.
Wet, but then also dry sometimes in different spots.
Wet in the wrong places, dry in the right places.
And then when you think through the face, there's like a brain in there. Yeah. That's gross.
Yeah. Humans are more wet than dry. That is interesting.
Yeah. Aren't we like 70 or 90% water?
Yeah, we're mostly
water.
Or was
that the earth?
But the bits that are dry. So dry.
Oh yeah, so dry. So like a desert, man. Yeah. Fuck.
Anyway, so like dry the, Jonah
like,
Jameson.
Like the Sandman.
Yeah.
I brought it back.
Yes.
I felt we were drifting slightly.
What gave it away? So usually when we do these kinds of episodes,
we've got stuff to work on.
But No Way Home,
yeah,
the new Spider-Man film, has a trailer that's must be somewhere. Like it hasn't come out yet.
But it's got to be sitting there in the wings, surely.
It feels like the type of trailer is just going to drop suddenly. But we do have a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that we know for sure.
Alfred Molina or whatever his name is.
Alfred Molina?
Yeah.
I'm just in it.
Don't worry about it, no further questions, but I'm in it.
Here's a photograph of the script.
Because
Jamie Foxx, I'm there, it's fine.
I'm in it.
I'm also playing Electro, it's like shush.
Yeah. But I'm not blue this time, which is something we also know.
He's not blue this time. Different Electro.
I don't know.
He was so good blue!
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I cannot tell you why he's not blue, I just know he's not blue.
Can I give you my first speculation for the trailer for No Way Home, Far From Home, whatever.
Sure.
Oh, so we're speculating on the movie and also the trailer.
Yeah, cool.
So, well, I mean, these days, ultimately, like, the movies just give away. The trailer gives the whole movie away.
It is a Sony joint production, and Sony are still the studio that seems
hell-bent on shitting the bed.
Yeah.
Hell-bent on fucking it up and revealing way too much of their own movie.
Absolutely.
They've done it.
Okay, so shot one of the trailer. It's going to be like basically the same thing where he's like J. Jonah Jameson. He's like, here's Spider-Man. And then like the Peter Parker we know being like, what the hell is that? And then out comes and swinging Andrew Garfield straight away. Yeah. They're not even going to bury it.
I think he's going to be like, Spider-Man is real. Here he is.
He's like, Spider-Man is Peter
Tobey
Parker.
Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are going to be right next to Tom Holland. And they're going to be like, is he talking to you? And then, boom. That's going to be the theme music. As well.
Can you just continue the thing?
Spider-Man! It's gonna be aggressive, the theme music. No, I think it's gonna be like Spider-Man, like a news reporter. Spider-Man is going to reveal his identity today. Spider-Man's been outed by J. Jonah Jameson, so he's gonna publicly come and do it. Take off the mask, Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire.
That'll be a fake out.
You'll be like, oh my god, it's gonna be Spider-Man. Not the Spider-Man we know, a new Spider-Man. And then me as the audience,
something like that. It's gonna be like a news crew basically outside like May Parker's dress or whatever it is, a house. And then we're thinking, oh yeah, it's gonna be, you know, the, what's his name again? Little boy.
What? Tom Holland.
Little boy. Yeah, little boy.
Just a man turning to me and screaming, who's that guy? You know, little boy.
Tom Holland. We think it's going to be Tom Holland, Spider-Man, but then it's like the May Parker from the Andrew Garfield May Parker.
Yeah. I know I brought this up, but
and the paparazzi going to be like, that's not the hot one.
Damn.
Where's the hot one?
Bring back hot man.
And gonna one guy's going to be like, oh, she's still pretty hot. She's pretty hot,
come
lady.
On. Yeah.
Be nice.
Sally Field. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's Sally Field. Look, remembering actors from movies I've seen once 10 years ago is rough.
Spider-Man from the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. The Aunt May, sorry. Mm. Is she still around?
Oh, great question. Because they will need her.
For this trailer, they will need her.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's she doing?
I guess the question is, do we think, because of, like, there's all this speculation that it's going to be a multiverse adventure with a lot of different Spider-Mans coming in.
Well, they have said that it's not.
Yeah,
do we believe that?
Well, no. I don't know.
No.
Should we peel it back even more? Because I can feel that we're getting very excited. I'll reveal what we know.
It's probably a good idea.
And then we can go off that, figure out what's going on in the movie, and then we can be like, also this part's in the trailer.
Yeah.
Because the Sony trailer, it's going to be the film.
Yeah,
sad beats, voiceover, and then one of the big, the biggest reveal of the film will be the end of the trailer.
Yeah, like an Osborn or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we know so far is like what we touched on before. Jamie Foxx is in it, but not Blue, but playing Electro from the Amazing Spider-Man.
That's the most interesting thing I've heard about this film.
Alfred Molina is playing Doc Ock, and
anything different about him?
Yes.
Blue arms.
No. Yeah, blue arms. Yeah.
He is blue.
He took all the blue. He took all the blue paint.
It's the same. They've de-aged him because it's taking place at the moment that he got killed, basically, or just before. He's not dead in the movie.
So fake out.
No, well,
fake
yes.
out in so Spider-Man
it's,
2.
So it's like a what if Doc Ock hadn't died?
Yeah.
No, I think it'll be a portal opens up when he falls into the sea or whatever.
Because he made that mini sun. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
It'll be a portal because it may be a black hole.
And
multiverse.
Doctor Strange is in it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Black hole sun.
Who remembers Soundgarden, guys? That's a reference we all remember.
So is Doc Don't Strange confirmed come. For the whole film? Or is
the
he,
rain.
Is he... Maybe hope that's in it.
Yeah.
Is he confirmed for the film or just like an end credit? Or we don't know.
We don't know.
Shall we speculate?
So the thing with these two actors, Jamie Foxx and Alfred Molina in particular, is they're not scared of Marvel. They will just tell you what's going on. Well, and what's Marvel going to do? Cut them out of the movie?
They don't care.
Alfred Molina's like, good, cut me out of the movie.
But that's interesting that Alfred Molina is like, specifically, I am playing, because I think there was some discussion as to whether or not they were playing, like, J. Jonah Jameson, like, oh yeah, it's the actor who played Doc Ock, but it's a Doc Ock in the MCU. Mm. But clearly the implication here seems to be no.
Yeah.
This is a Tobey Maguire's Doc Ock.
Yeah.
From falling numbers for like the MCU or like the Spider-Man.
Well,
like,
I think the MCU
stuff.
World is 1666666666666.
I hate this. Why? Yeah. Why
I don't know,
do
but
that?
I think it is. I think the Marvel Cinematic Universe is considered
1-6 repeating.
1-6 forever. Yeah, I don't know why.
Okay.
Don't. I am Marvel.com comic books or whatever.
No, you are.
Pretty
that's
sure.
An intervention. You are this. You are that thing you just said.
No, yeah, I'm no, not you Marvel.com are. Comic
no,
books.
No, you are a website.
No.
Yeah.
I'm a little laptop sitting on the seat with that website on there.
Ah,
interesting. Finally, he's dead.
Is that all we know?
It comes out in December, Tom Holland's in it, and Marvel keep telling us that it's not a multiverse film.
It's a multiverse.
How can it not be if Alfred Molina is coming from Tobey Maguire?
Well, I think they, after that happened, they kind of walked it back, but they're like, Andrew Garfield has said he's not in it. I don't think we've heard anything from Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire has stayed quiet, yeah.
Well, Tobey Maguire, I don't think has said anything since he appeared in The Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
At all.
Huh. Taking a vow of silence. Yeah.
Like, what has he been in?
No, you're right.
See,
not much.
Was before.
Yeah,
I feel
so
like
Seabiscuit directed David A. Sequels.
I feel like
he voices the force.
Yeah,
I feel like the Tobey Maguire has realized that reuniting him and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
And then Leonardo DiCaprio's spotty dating history has really brought light to their gang in the 90s, and Tobey Maguire has rightfully tried to avoid
distancing himself
distancing himself from society.
Yeah, and from movies.
Clever move.
Well, do you think he'll be back then? What is our speculation here? Do we think that Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are going to be in this film?
I think that this is going to be one of those movies that the MCU try and avoid, which is, yes, but only at the end.
Mm. Yeah, right. I think that even if that was not the case, like Jim Maguire was not in this movie originally, fans have decided he is in this movie.
Yeah.
So they will be very upset. So now Sony and or Marvel will spend as much as possible. Like if they have to give Tobey Maguire $50 million to be in one scene of this movie,
they will do it.
Because imagine the scenes.
Yeah.
The
riots on the streets. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine the tweets.
Oh, no.
They have to pay Tobey Maguire $50 million for one scene to avoid having to pay $60 million of PR damage.
Yeah. Even if he's not in the film for one, like if it's like a post-credit sting setting up that he will be in the next Spider-Man film, which is what I can imagine happening. And then by the time that Spider-Man film comes out, none of us care.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, it's that classic Marvel thing where they're like, don't worry, Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire, they're going to be in the new Spider-Man. And everyone's like, I don't care about that anymore, you morons. You worms.
Tobey Maguire's guest appearance is just, they just cut to, like, one of the Spider-Man PS2 games where he slept through doing the voiceover in it. So it just cuts to just a PS2 Spider-Man swinging around being like, boy, I hope I can make it to the theater in time to see Mary Jane.
Toby, can you emote? No?
No, I'm too tired. Okay. And Marvel fans everywhere rejoice.
I think we'll probably see Toby, but I don't think we'll see Andrew.
That's so disappointing.
Well, because
Andrew hated the Spider-Man films?
I don't think he...
He didn't like them.
I think he...
Joel Zammit, let me tell you a little thing.
Yeah. You're right, fine. Yeah,
you forgot about a little thing called money.
Yeah.
Think about the thing you hate the most in the world, and now think about $50 million.
I thought about eating cat
You would continue doing podcasts.
Yes.
You would eat cat shit for $50 million. I reckon if I gave you $50,000, you'd eat cat shit.
$50,000 could help me out. So.
It could help us all.
Yeah, for $50K to eat some cat shit, whatever. How much?
I reckon a litter tray full of... Like,
a litter tray?
Wow.
I'm out. Too rich for my blood, dude.
How much to spritz this air freshener directly into your mouth?
I'd do it for $50.
I reckon there's been times where you've been... Nick Mason, welcome to the studio. I reckon there's been times where Jackson's just been playing with that and it's almost happened for free.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Absolute bargain. Okay. Do we think then that the basic outline of this movie is going to be like Alfred Molina and Electro. Let's move past it. Alfred Molina and Electro are going to be sort of like the main villains, or do we think there's going to be an overarching villain, kind of like the Spider-Man multiverse Spider-Verse movie we had with Kingpin?
They're going to cook Sinister Six again.
Oh, you think it's a Sinister Six?
Yeah, it's about time.
They're going to
fuck
it
up. Mm,
yeah, they will. I mean, they'll fuck it up.
It's been quite a while. Also, I have a post-credit scene that I reckon is 100% a lock.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Dane DeHaan?
No, it'll be the symbiote.
Oh,
you'll see the symbiote, and it'll either be... Because they'll leave it either intentionally open, or if they really want to swing for the fences, Tom Hardy voiceover.
Yeah.
Venom will be confirmed for the MCU, but they'll either confirm it in a way where we're not sure if it's going to be connected to Venom. Which Sony really want it to be.
Yeah, oh yeah, you can tell.
Or if they're just going to bring in a new Venom, which they won't. It will be Tom
Hardy.
It's
so funny, I think, all of this, because the MCU fans don't care about Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield. They don't care.
They wish they were dead.
Yeah, I agree. But they're not out there watching the first Tobey Maguire trilogy or Amazing Spider-Man. But it's like,
it tickles some part of the brain.
Well, more stuff in their movies.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it's exciting, but it's
well,
not.
It's because it's getting, you're looking at comic book fans and we love all our multiverse, what if, you know, alternate reality, what happens if Xavier got stabbed by his own son? We love those things.
Yeah.
So we're like, yeah, chuck that in a film.
Yeah, but it's because imagine if they were like, we're releasing Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 4. We'd all go see it.
I would lose my fucking mind.
I would piss and shit, dude. Wow. But I don't.
How much do you eat it? How much do you eat it and drink it?
For free, because it's a joyous piss and shit. Wow. I'm so happy that I'll just eat my own shit. I don't care.
No, Spider-Man 4, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 4 gets released. Jackson Bailey eats his own shit.
I'd lose a lot of friends. See the movie alone. But no, I think the main...
You know that is a possibility, yeah? Like, this is a movie that's like, it went from no chance of existing.
I thought you meant him losing all his friends.
Yeah, that's very possible.
Yeah. No, but like...
It could happen on a dime. You know that, right? We have no loyalty to you.
But yeah, it could happen. But I also didn't sign a contract to eat my own shit. And if when Spider-Man 4 was released, you were like, Jackson, were insistent about it, I would be like, you're making me very uncomfortable.
Maybe you're the bad friend.
Jackson, you remember that episode we did?
I'm the integrity officer.
You're
podcast.
The integrity police. Mm. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But yeah, so I just think it's funny that those characters, it will be exciting, but it's also so meaningless, which is funny, which I guess is kind of the MCU.
In that case,
in a lot of ways.
Do you think we'll probably see like Jared Leto pop up as Morbius?
No,
because they don't know. Because at least Eddie Brock's Venom has like some following
and made a lot of money.
Yeah, Morbius is a bit of a bit. Of, who knows what the hell that film's going to
be? Yeah, I think a lot of people would be like, "What is this?"
Yeah. Morbius is also one of those films that feels like it. Like we got a trailer for it got on our radar, and then nobody's heard a thing since, and it's completely off.
Well,
our,
the only two things I've ever heard people talk about with it.
Yeah.
See, Morbius is so off my radar that I keep going to say Mobius because of Loki.
And then
getting confused in my head which one's Mobius, which one's Morbius, which is also an issue. Yeah. Anyway, Morbius.
The vampire.
Living vampire, which is also a funny title.
Yeah,
the only two things I remember from that trailer is Michael Keaton's in it maybe as Vulture.
Oh, yeah.
And that there's a Spider-Man on the wall.
Well, does it come out before or after No Way Home?
It was meant to come out before, but now it's coming out after.
Okay. Well, if it was meant to come out before, then maybe we could get a Morbius cameo.
You might, because again, already they might just do the Amazing Spider-Man 2
they
ending.
They are fucking up the Sinister Six.
With, like, Vulture, not Blue Electro, Doc Ock, and for some reason, Chuck and a Vampire.
Yeah.
I think what'll happen is there'll be a villain in, because, do we think Mysterio is going to be back?
Yes,
I reckon we might get. In fact, Bruce Campbell Mysterio.
That would fucking roll. I'm pissing and shitting again.
I mean, because it's, you know, whether it's relevant to the plot or not, it's Sam Raimi, and Sam Raimi loves they're good big time.
Yeah,
friends.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
I reckon he'll be in it no matter what. No, that's all. I will stake my non-existent reputation on that.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
but I will not consume anything that comes out of my body for love nor money.
Sam Raimi's directing Doctor Strange 2, not Spider-Man 3.
Oh yeah.
So then
I've staked my claim on.
Yeah, but they would talk to who's talking this one?
Yeah,
It's the same guy. I think the what's his name?
I don't know.
Max Watts. You know that venue in Melbourne? That guy. What is his name? John Watts?
John Watts.
John
Watts. Okay. Yeah.
Mark Webb was the other guy.
He was the other guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man guy.
Yeah. Mm.
The one who made your favorite.
I know,
Spider-Man
dude.
Movie.
I know. It's the greatest Spider-Man
film
ever made.
I just want to remind everyone.
It's so funny.
Nick Mason, are you familiar with the scene in The Amazing Spider-Man 2 with the throwaway joke of
I'll lay it out for you. So Spider-Man's just returned from Spider-Maning around New York. And due to his misadventures, he's covered in sort of like dust and soot. Mm-hmm. And he lands in his bed and Aunt May opens the door just as he gets in bed and he's hiding himself under the covers. Mm-hmm. And Aunt May says, Peter, why is your face so covered in soot? And Peter's like, oh, I was just cleaning our chimney. And Aunt May says, but Peter, we don't have a chimney. And Peter says, what?
And then it cuts.
Then it cuts. And it's the funniest scene in any film ever made. It's so unimaginably good. I love that movie to death. I thought it was a big joke. I thought like, oh, it's a bit I do on the podcast. And then I watched it and I was like, I love every second of this. It's hilarious.
Do you think maybe Andrew Garfield's cameo in this movie will just be a continuation of that? It's just his Peter Parker, his Aunt May at the breakfast table, and she's like,
So when you said you were cleaning the chimney,
we've never had a chimney, Peter.
What? You lied to me, Peter Parker. What is what you did there?
If that was in the film, I would not see the film because I'd be looking at everyone in the cinema just out of joy. Like, are you seeing this?
Mouth agape. Just like,
they're doing it.
Quick question. In the end of A Spider-Man The Last Home, when J. Jonah is like, hey, this guy's Spider-Man, does he show a picture of that Peter Parker?
Yes.
Okay.
So he shows, he's like, Tom Holland is...
Then never mind, no further questions.
<Yes. All statements. laughs> Story checks out, very good.
Yes. There the end credit scene, they're at Times Square because Peter has just flung, like Mary Jane, has revealed that he's Spider-Man to Mary Jane.
Yeah.
MJ, not Mary Jane, different names. They're swinging through Times Square, and then they land on a thing, and she's like, ha, 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 never do that to me again.
Yeah, fair.
And then Billboard on Times Square is like, breaking news.
Spider-Man killed some Mysterio. Yeah. Yeah, he's a kid.
Yeah.
Do we think that, because Spider-Man's secret identity is like a big part of Spider-Man's character in the comic books and stuff, do we think that this movie will reverse that revelation in some way? Like, you know, like, oh... Like Andrew Garfield will be like, actually, it's me who is Spider-Man. And then Tobey Maguire will be like, it's me who's Spider-Man. And they'll be like, well, we can't figure it out.
The case of 1001 Spider-Man.
We don't know which one of these
Spider-Mans
guys.
How many Spider-Mans we going to get?
I reckon, let's all throw down a number. 6.
Ooh, that
is, one for each Sinister.
Oh, I was also thinking 6.
I'll list them to you. Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire.
Go on.
Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Unnamed Spider-Man from the universe that Venom is in, which will be introduced in Venom 2. Animated Spider-Man from Into the Spider-Verse. And a brand new one we've not met yet.
I would say Miles Morales.
Would they
Miles Morales. Would they dare introduce a new Spider-Man?
Or actually, fuck, that's a good post-credit scene as well. I reckon we might get a Miles Morales. Like, very similar to the PS4 game ending.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
You could even get, like, you know how they've been announcing a lot of movies at the end, like... Like a Falcon and Winter Soldier or whatever. Yeah. It might be like, oh, we're going to get a Miles Morales movie coming in the future.
Here's some basic speculation for you. This is a spoiler for Black Widow. Have you guys seen Black Widow?
Yeah, we have.
Okay, so spoilers for Black Widow. I think it is possible that the Contessa, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, will show up at the end of Venom 2.
Oh,
holy shit.
Because they need a Spider-Man for the Avengers.
That's true.
So that's for the evil Avengers movie. So maybe they'll be like...
That would be huge.
That would blow people's ball sacks.
But, yes, they would.
Yeah, I don't know.
So much body horror.
Welcome to the podcast. Yeah, it's Joel Zammett, who has done it a million times. Yeah. Nick Mason settled right into the body horror.
I'm just saying.
He's sitting next to a man who's claimed to eat his own shit out of joy.
I know.
He's promised he'll do it. He'll lose all his friends. Mason, very comfortable.
Have I promised?
No, I think, if they are going to do that kind of thing, if Sony and the Marvel deal came, like, they all came ahead and was like, all right, fine, we're going to do this and that. Mm-hmm. You're right, I think, yeah. They do need a Spider-Man, so why not chuck in Venom?
Well, we're getting to the point where there may actually be some huge, massive reveals. Because we've found, and I've mentioned this in baseless speculation a lot, but we've found that all of the COVID delays, Marvel will... Like,
sorry, what? What's happening? It's just a bit of a tickle.
Yeah. Some people have gotten a bit sick.
People, I don't know, sneezing or something.
It's no big deal. I'm road testing a new character, the most oblivious man in the world.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
It's going well.
Yeah. Premiering here on Baseless Speculation.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. This is a little tease. This is Spider-Man style. We're road testing it now. We're gonna bring it over to the main one later.
Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah, massive.
So I think that with all the COVID delays and stuff like that, like the MCU, like Marvel as a whole, were like really pushing against a breaking damn wall of like leaks and speculation about new stuff. Like the Hawkeye TV series wasn't officially announced until way later, and people figured out it was happening from set photos rather than the announcement of the show, which hadn't really happened, which I assume was because they weren't going to announce it until
Black Widow would come out.
Well, yeah, spoilers of Black Widow. the end of Black Widow.
Yeah. Mm.
But by the time like we start getting to Venom 2 and Spider-Man, they haven't been delayed anywhere near as long. So there's a chance there is something huge like that they're not going to announce until the movie drops.
It's going to be real. Yeah, but also we know that like there's a classic sort of situation Marvel loves to do where it's like the fans are like something huge is coming. Like you were talking about this on, I think, a previous baseless speculation where you're like everybody assumes there's going to be a huge cameo in every upcoming property.
Yeah.
But so I could also see this movie just being like,
Spider-Man punches not blue Electro and old Doc Ock.
I could. What about this? This is I think the lowest impact, least exciting version, which will probably still be fine for this movie. So it's Alfred Molina's. It's from Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but Electro is just Electro within the MCU. It's just played by Jamie Foxx.
Okay,
mm-hmm. And Alfred Molina is like, oh, this is crazy, but I know how it works, and he's the big bad, and that's just kind of like a basic run of the mill story with a little bit of multiverse kind of peppered in, but
Alfred Molina's coming through. Maybe you, again, it's so weird because you're like, there's this Marvel doing this whole big thing. It's all connected, but then you're like, but they kind of don't want to have it too interconnected.
Yeah, yeah.
You want
to
have it separate, because I'm thinking, okay, so someone say from like the Tobey Maguire universe coming into the 1.6 recurring universe,
yeah,
to have like the TVA from Loki series popping up because it's a variant that shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
But that's like, you know, having the TV.
Well, maybe he comes
film.
In through the portal or whatever that he made, the mini sun, and that's bringing stuff through, but it's not going to be like a, they don't want to blow their fat knot too early, basically.
yeah, that's true. They want to edge everyone.
Well,
because
if they're like, it's Tobey Maguire and it's Andrew Garfield now.
We couldn't get Andrew Garfield. We got this guy.
Hey, it's me, Andrew Garfield. What? Jackson was a casting agent.
They could go like the Back to the Future 2 route and just have like just a stand-in that isn't Andrew Garfield, but like is just the costume.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. You don't get to see his face.
And then Andrew Garfield sues MCU, gets the payout. him. But, you know.
Yeah.
They weigh up the $60 million worth of PR damage done on Twitter if they don't put him in the film versus Andrew Garfield suing for using his likeness to that thing. And they're like, it's actually going to be cheaper just to get sued by him.
The fans
will be on our side.
But, yeah, so I could see them saving some of this stuff for, like, you know.
If I was Andrew Garfield and I got asked to do this Spider-Man movie,
yeah,
I would not say no, not because of the love of playing Spider-Man, but just the amount of people that will tell me to go back to indie fuck movies where I'm playing a priest and fuck me that I'm too big for.
It would
fucking-
be, yeah.
Is that the consensus on Andrew Garfield?
Yeah, everyone hates him because he started doing the indie films and stuff.
I love Andrew Garfield. He's been my favorite Spider-Man.
He got dumped by Emma Stone, lost his mind.
Yeah, yeah.
What about when his hair was like really long and he had a horrible beard?
I also like that.
Yeah,
it's
good.
He's a handsome man.
I thought he was doing that for silence, but then he just kept it.
Do we think that if Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are in this, we're going to then spin off into their own Spider-Man movies?
Wow. This is where you eating shit comes in.
Oh, no,
because if either of those come to pass,
we're all speculating.
Either of them. That's right. Or neither of them.
Think there is a chance, although not a huge one now that we know that Alfred Molina is playing him himself, like the character from 2004.
There's also the possibility that Alfred Molina doesn't know what he's talking about.
That's true.
He's like, yeah, it's my character from
Spider-Man 2.
And you'd be like, oh, from the multiverse. And you'd be like, the what?
Yeah. What are you saying?
Maybe he just thinks Dr. Octopus is Dr. Octopus. Maybe this is just, like you said, maybe he's just regular Dr. Octopus in the MCU. But he doesn't know from
they're doing the Ralph Boner thing again and they're still committing to it.
They could. Like, it wouldn't
because this went into production.
I would not think that was possible except for the fact that the end of Far From Home has J. Jonah Jameson, played
recast,
by
yeah.
whatever his name is. I completely forget his name.
J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons, thank you. From Tobey Maguire's one, but playing J.K. Simmons, i.e. Jonah Jameson, in the MCU.
Well, they've done it before. Well, yeah, because you have, again, using Loki as a whole, like, there's a bunch of different multiverse and everyone's like a variant and they all genuinely look the same, but you also have people that don't look the same.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have Loki looking like Tom Hiddleston, but you also have Loki Loki looking like this and that and whatever. And so you kind of have being like, they're having their cake and they're eating it too.
Yeah. Mm. But because of that, this could just be a basic kind of fun Spider-Man movie, which would be so funny.
That
I
would
think.
Be huge.
The most basic option could be huge, guys.
Everyone be like, it was a good film, but I'm disappointed.
Well, it's the least expected outcome, so it is kind of like the wildest prediction. But to be honest, I don't think that's going to be the case, because in Far From Home, there's all this multiverse talk already.
Even though that was also a big cock tease, but like they're already bringing it up. Well, you know what I mean?
I'm just trying to think like the villains that you have. So Mysterio is coming back, obviously. I would say,
That's, in fact, I think it's been leaked in a Lego set. So hey. You know how like, Lego leaks movies now?
Yeah,
that rolls.
So you have that Mysterio.
But sometimes they're wrong. Yeah, Lego sometimes, sets sometimes Lego's just include
dumb
characters.
As fuck.
Hey,
you got, Mysterio shoots himself in the head. Lego set from the last one, and he's definitely dead.
Then you've got non-blue Electro, Doc Ock. You've also got like the Shocker and Vulture in prison.
Yeah. So
and then a sixth.
You need a sixth.
Do you reckon we're getting like Oscorp
Goblin?
Was it Kraven the Hunter? Would they bring in?
Well, they
imagine if
Kraven...
they brought in another. Because that's Aaron Taylor Johnson. That's another Quicksilver.
Just like that would roll.
Every movie is a fake out with one of the guys who played Quicksilver. We just rotate them both out.
Is he playing Kraven?
Yeah, he's Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah. Oh yeah, bring him in.
Yeah, I reckon it will be Kraven. I think Craven's coming in. I don't. I think.
Well, Kraven makes sense because if his name's been leaked, they got to hunt him down.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, Kraven in there. Maybe Kraven will be the bad guy. Imagine.
This is Dushu, this is you. This is on you. You got to imagine it.
Imagine.
I'm imagining, and
well, it's good.
Critics think it's pretty good. Fans don't go on Twitter.
Okay, what's like the fallout of him having his identity leak? Because you're like, this
well,
man,
they reveal
he's killed a guy, that, a beloved hero, but he's also 16.
Yeah. Is it going to be Peter Parker going to jail?
Is New York going to turn on a kid?
Or is he 18 at the end? No.
No.
Because he's finishing high school.
Oh, maybe he is 18. Still.
But he did get blipped away, so add 5.
Yeah.
I mean, he's barely legal, folks.
Yeah.
Because of the vigilantism, guys.
Yeah, of course. No, I know.
Barely legal Spider-Man.
Imagine if that's what they called Spider-Man Homecoming.
Barely legal
Spider-Man. Barely legal.
Yeah, do we think there's going to... Because it's also the kind of thing where they could just backpedal on, like, the fallout from it pretty quickly. Because you got to jump into the, well, like, I the think, action pretty
well,
straight
yeah.
away.
Well, I think the moment Peter Parker's been leaked, then it's going to be a thing where, like, May Parker is now maybe in danger. Because I'm thinking, like, the reason in the comic books he doesn't like to have his name out there is because all these rogues gallery
every single time
fuck him in the eye.
Find out that his Spider-Man Aunt May gets shot.
Yeah. But in this, like, who is he kind of pissed off that doesn't already know his identity? So you got the Vulture who already knows.
Even Aunt May already knows, doesn't
she? Already knows. You've only got, like, the villains, the Shocker.
The Shocker. Oh, no.
That's about
Was it Scorpion? Someone comes up
Scorpion?
To...
Scorpion. Scorpion and...
No, Shocker's dead.
Yeah.
No, the first Shocker's dead.
Second Shocker's lives.
Yeah,
because Matt Gargan, he's the one in the prison. And he's like, hey, Vulture, who's Spider-Man? He's like, I'm not telling you shit.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah.
So the worry is Scorpion will know.
Well, I guess...
And maybe Spider-Man will go to jail.
Should we peel it back a little bit just try and figure out,
16.
Like...
Can a 16-year-old...
We just established he's probably actually 18 now.
Yeah. Oh, and also 16-year-olds go to jail all the time.
Oh, yeah. I guess. Fine. He'll get arrested.
Good.
He killed that poor man.
But New
York loves it. In my client's defense, Your Honor, he is barely legal. So
he is a barely legal.
It gets worse if it's Spider-Man barely legal, and for some reason... This sounds even what Spider-Man Barely Legal 2.
Well, it sounds like pornos now. More obviously pornos.
But where did he kill Mysterio? Was it in England?
It was on a bridge.
Yeah, it was in England. No.
Yes.
Yes.
So are they
gonna... he was far from home.
Yeah. So are they going to extradite him to the UK?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he goes to the Tower of London.
The Queen beheads him.
We get another like civil war?
Yeah, maybe.
There's also the possibility that they just wipe it away in like the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking that this movie, because what I was going to say is if we just want to talk through, I guess like we've got a lot of crazy ideas.
Yeah.
But like an outline of
you're
how
famous for them.
Yeah. Me personally. They're like, that Joel
crazy
harebrained ideas, crazy idea douche.
Yeah.
Because I reckon they're going to be like, it's going to be Aunt May's house is going to be either stormed by like paparazzi, news, all those kind of things. Mm. And you get like either S.H.I.E.L.D. or Happy to be like, well, we got to kind of get you safe. And then he comes in and grabs like Aunt May.
The opening of the movie will probably be a school news report being like, Peter Parker was Spider-Man all along. And then... an interview with Flash Thompson being like, I hate Peter Parker, Parker.
Nah, he'll...
But I'm horny for Spider-Man. Yeah, he'll flip. I'm so conflicted.
I hate Spider-Man, but I love Peter Parker.
No, he'll be like, we I've always love beloved Peter Parker, Spider-Man. And you'll have, that kind of thing.
But it'll open with that news report and be like, no one's seen him. And like, do you... And then like, it'll be like the kids on the ground being like, do you think Peter was capable of killing a man?
Yeah.
And someone would be like, oh, I think then Flash Thompson will come in. No, he's my best friend.
Yeah, yeah. And that, but how, is it going to be the kind of thing where Peter Parker's got to, he's got to flee the country for a little bit?
I think after this, we'll then get a cut to what Zammit was just saying, which will be Peter and Aunt May are watching this somehow on like a helicarrier with Happy.
Yeah, okay.
And then, MJ is there.
MJ probably needs to be there too.
And then Alfred Molina arrives in New York, and it's like a situation where even though New York hates Spider-Man, he's the only one that can save the day.
Because
all the Avengers are dead or in space or whatever.
Doc Ock know that Peter was Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No further questions.
Well, he knew that.
I think almost every villain in Spider-Man finds out.
Doc Ock knew that Andrew Garfield was Spider-Man.
Because again, you could have like that, you know, Doc Ock being in New York and being like, oh my God, it was Peter the whole time. But yeah, I guess he already knew.
But it's also funny to imagine it's like the Doc Ock from the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man coming in and they're like, this kid is Spider-Man. He's like, no, he's not. Spider-Man's 30.
Same thing. Same thing with the news report.
He's
right?
A vegan. The crew didn't like him.
Yeah. Same thing with the news report. And then you have like, oh, you know, could Peter Parker have been Spider-Man? But there have been sightings of other Spider-Men.
Yeah.
And then we get the other five Spider-Men swinging by in New York.
We're going to get another. It'll be
another
either...
five
you Spider-Men. You want something crazy, Dusha? I think six main Spider-Men. I could say as many as 20 to 25 other Spider-Men.
Hell yes. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I reckon we're getting a shit ton of Spider-Man.
I think it's going to be filthy with Spider-Man.
There
dude.
Is a Spider-Man storyline where there's like these vampires and they go through parallel dimensions they only like Spider-Man blood. So they go through different dimensions and do you think that could be in it? Is that too much?
I like
you guys are keeping it local.
Yeah.
You guys are keeping it very friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Yeah. But I'm like, if you're putting in all these
how
are these parallel universe guys getting in here?
No Way Home, which I think is actually going to be not the fact that people come through into the MCU timeline that
How about this? Opens with the exact like the shot there of the last one, and then a big portal opens up behind Peter Parker, and he gets sucked off into another dimension.
I'm sorry, what?
He gets sucked off into another dimension.
Okay, cool.
And then we get the vampires because vampires been confirmed in Loki, and we also have the Jared Leto movie coming out,
and there's going to be a Blade movie.
Good point.
And now we get the vampires trying to suck off all the Spider-Man.
That would be crazy.
What if that is literally their dialogue? They're like, we're here to suck you off, Spider-Man. But it's sinister. It's sinister, obviously. They sell it as sinister.
Spider-Man, we're here to suck you off.
Suck off your blood.
Did you just
from another dimension? That's common vampire term.
We say suck off.
Well, I got to let you know what. Actually, in this dimension, that's a sex thing.
What? No, we don't want that. No.
Oh my God, that's not what we meant.
We want to murder you.
Well, I would just, while you're in this dimension, say suck, not suck off.
I just don't know if I can.
It's really hard for us to change now.
Well, you can say it. It's just how people can interpret it. It's been a thousand years of this ingrained.
How about when I say suck off, you assume it's suck blood.
Just in your head. I can, but you understand it's going to be hard for me.
Meet me halfway.
This is a long scene.
Because, if he does get like sucked off another dimension, that maybe brings in why like Doc Strange is in it.
And what
again,
about
it's so far from home? So that may where we got like so no we way. Have like those time like nusses in the sky, like in Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah,
And then all the like different people are coming in from different dimensions. Hence, we're getting a non-blue Electro, which is just crazy.
Yeah, that's absurd.
And then you're getting like a Doc Ock and all that kind of stuff, all coming into this one like other,
in New York.
Other place.
Feels
New York.
Like what must happen is kind of similar to what spoilers for Loki. This is wrecking every single current thing one episode, which is huge.
If you're not caught up, get out of the way.
Yeah.
It's too late, you're too old, brother.
Because like it's very similar. It feels like what they're going to have to do to put everyone all in one universe is going to be kind of similar to what's happening at the end of Loki at the moment, which is like kind of like a junk multiverse.
Well, I was wondering, imagine they do like a shunting. Where
a what?
Ooh.
Well, like,
I'm listening.
So bearing in mind this boy is barely legal.
Well, I'm imagining they somehow do a big old swap. So Andrew Garfield is in the MCU fighting Alfred Molina. Meanwhile, Tom Holland Peter Parker has been shunted to the Tobey Maguire universe and is fighting a Willem Dafoe Green Goblin who's alive now.
Oh, yeah, because Willem Dafoe is also heavily rumored to be in this film, but I don't think he is confirmed. Oh.
No, yeah. He's getting on, Willem Dafoe. So
yeah, but Alfred Molina.
Alfred Molina too. That's a good point.
He could be like an
old
man.
Goblin.
Like just an old Osborn.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
He has like goblin juice is sort of out of him, and there we got like a Harry Osborn doing his shit.
And an interesting thing as well is that this is the end of a sort of Spider-Man trilogy, right?
I've confirmed a fourth film.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then. No further questions.
Well, I guess this. Oh no, it was Spider-Man. Never mind.
Well, then what about this? Imagine this. Okay, it's like
I'm
a.
There.
Yep. Like,
directing it at you again, Dusha. Imagine this.
I am.
It's like
I'm
a,
the audience surrogate. This
you're
episode.
The official Imagineer of this podcast.
Well, they could do like a
audience. Whenever someone says Joel, Dusha, or Dusha, they're talking directly to you.
What if they do like a Batman No Man's Land type thing? So New York gets locked down because of portal goo or whatever, and all the portals are opening and Spider-Man's got to have one crazy night fighting all of these villains from all these other dimensions.
Like going through the portals and then like doing...
Across multiple New Yorks and sometimes being accompanied by other Spider-Man, sometimes by himself.
Like, could you imagine the scene, right, where he starts off in like one New York, he like goes through a time portal, it's the exact same kind of shot, but it's all now like all red and shit like that, and maybe some of the buildings are falling apart. He's still fighting whoever he's fighting. Goes through the portal, goes through that, and like it's a kind of a fight sequence through multiple verses.
I think that could be cool, because then the film after this is Multiverse of Madness.
Yes.
So presumably something in this leads into that.
Do you reckon we're gonna get a scene with Doctor Strange where he's like holding his head, being like, Peter, stop fucking it up.
Yeah, I think so.
That's how they use their first fuck in the MCU.
Yeah, that's right. We've saved it up for 20 movies. It's gonna be real big, and it's gonna just go right on Cumberbatch's face. It's gonna really zoom in.
Just his lips.
Peter.
And it's gonna be like a real genuine frustration.
It's gonna be exclusive to 4D cinemas. It's gonna rock your seat.
Get a bit of spray.
Push your chair back.
Whoa! Stop fucking it up.
For me. Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah.
All of these ideas make sort of sense, but they all feel too comic booky. Which Marvel, I mean, because, like, obviously, where we're at with Phase 4, things are going to get wild.
Yeah.
And, like, we've already got hints of that. Even, like, in films like Thor Ragnarok, like, Marvel are happy to go weird with it.
Mm.
But I think with a Spider-Man movie, from where we left Far From Home,
and
where
No
Way
job.
Home starts,
yeah.
I think that we need to, like, kind of pare back both our expectations and those whom are listening to the episode.
Yeah, about this. Yes. What if your Spider, your Tobey Maguire's and your Andrew Garfield's, they're just like actors in the regular universe. Like he gets outed and then they're just like, we're doing a biography of Peter Parker.
Oh.
We're gonna get this 50-year-old man to play him.
So are we talking the opening scene of Goldmember?
Yes.
Yeah.
Baby.
Two incredible references.
Would be incredible if the way they used Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield was like, you know, there's people in Times Square that dress up like Spider-Man? Just like out of work actor, Andrew Garfield takes off his mask and is like, holy shit, is that the real guy? And
what? That's
it. Like, what if they packed it all into like 2 minutes? It's just like a round table on TV of Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire, and maybe as themselves, just being like, yeah, I'd play Peter Parker Spider-Man in the Spider-Man movie. Yeah, I'd totally do that. And that's it.
Fuck, that would be so good.
I would love to see the multiversal thing and all the Spider-Men teaming up. But the one thing that I like more than that is fans getting mad.
If they just
were like, maybe just Tobey Maguire's just a regular guy on the street. He's like, oh yeah, I heard about that Peter Parker. Yeah, I don't like him.
Yeah,
sounds bad. Sounds bad.
Yeah, and also, comic books are bad too.
People are like, comic book movies are bad.
Comic book movies aren't real cinema. Anyway.
I was reading this interview with Martin Scorsese. Anyway, I'm just a man on the street. And he said that comic book movies, the popcorn movies, are not real movies.
I agree with him.
Yeah, I love The Irishman. I think The Irishman was the best movie that came out that year, the same year that Avengers Endgame came out.
Yeah.
The Irishman. It's the best long movie I've ever seen.
What? Because I got to get Andrew Garfield.
It's his catchphrase.
Well, they could do like the Ralph Boner gag again.
Oh my
they
god!
Would, if and Marvel like, that, have thing, like, that reveal up their sleeve for this, they would be. They would have spent the last like 2 months just shitting themselves every day at work.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Knowing that if they have what was just any of those reveals, just like ready to go again, they'd be like, we need to. Well, I guess this
we're gonna do some reshoots.
PR thing again of they're like, okay, people think these characters are in it and they are, but they're not playing the people that people are expecting them to play. Is it gonna be worse if we cut them and they're not in it?
Is that you can see that like Marvel's done it before. Like when you read interviews about the Ralph Boner thing, they were like, yeah, it was just a funny joke. Like we didn't think people would care that much. So like, but I could also see Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire just being regular guys but impersonating Spider-Man. For like fame or whatever.
Could
coming in and being like, yeah, I'm Spider-Man, and maybe doing the upside down kiss or whatever, but we're Spider-Man.
One of us got to be right way up there.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe just Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield just make out on stage. We're Spider-Man. And they just get really handsy with each other.
Well, if they're playing fake Spider-Man,
and
then everyone gets mad about that, I'm going to be on Twitter being like, actually, this is like the PlayStation 4 game where there's that one mission where there's a fake Spider-Man and you all loved it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a reference to a thing you love.
Yeah,
it's
actually already
happened, and so you should love it.
Yeah.
This actually also happens in comics all the time. Clone Saga. I was like, I'll let him go because I think he's going to say exactly what I'm going to say, but you gave it to me. Clone Saga.
Saga in the 90s is what made me stop reading comics.
Yeah, it's one of the worst things ever written. Yeah. But imagine.
If they do Ben Reilly Clone Saga again, will you stop watching movies?
Yes. All movies. Yes.
All movies.
Hey, they should have another crack at it. Maybe this time they'll get it right.
I'll stop watching movies, but I'll buy tickets to movies and I'll read comic books in the cinema. And I'll be like, not for me. That what's happening on the screen, more this is for me.
It's so good as well because like just trying to read the comic by the flickering light of the movie. Like, this is for me. I can't quite. This is for me. Can someone wait till there's a brighter scene and then I'll read some more?
Has there ever been another alias that Peter Parker has used in terms of clones? I know it's like Ben Reilly, Peter Parker.
He took some different superhero roles.
Yeah.
He was the Slingers or something. Oh. He was like Hornet, Prodigy, and two other ones.
The Amazing Bagman and Dusk.
Yes,
yeah,
there
Dusk.
We go.
Dusk.
Yeah, and Ralph Boner.
Ralph Boner. Yeah, there was just like because Dusk was like an all black suit. There was Hornet, which was just like a mech suit.
Yeah,
wings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Springer or whatever, he had bouncy ball.
Oh, Ricochet.
Attack. Ricochet.
We got
Ricochet.
We got them all, guys.
We got them all.
Yeah, nice.
Well, do we think that they could do full Clone Saga?
What if you have Andrew Garfield as like Ricochet?
Oh my god.
Tobey Maguire is Hornet.
Technically, they are versions of Spider-Man, this is what you want, everyone.
Confused except for, like, the six readers of that saga of Spider-Man.
Like, I read this and I didn't like it.
It's
a reference, though. I like references.
References are
good.
Remember
when Spider-Man stopped doing this, but then four people turned up as those characters? It was all so bad.
Oh, my God.
Well, people liked when Howard the Duck was in Guardians of the Galaxy, when you put bad things in things that people think are good, which
that's
makes
true.
It, I really walked away from making a statement about Guardians of the Galaxy there. Like, people think it's good.
Yeah, that's all.
Not putting
that's
any
all
personal
say.
Preference on
say.
It. Yeah, people lost their minds. So they could reference a bad thing and people be like, this is good now.
Or in terms of like Clone Saga stuff, they're going to be like, there's like another Spider-Man. And then like, say, Tom Holland could be like, a clone, and whoever he's talking to be like, no, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Clones are stupid.
Yeah.
For one fuck.
Yeah.
There it is.
It's, that Doctor goes Strange against. Again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. I was going to like, that kind of goes
Strange
against.
Doctor Strange gets all the fucks.
That's the name of Doctor Strange 3. Yeah. Doctor Strange, I get all the fucks.
But I know what you mean about it being like too comp, because like I was thinking about like, Loki series, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, Loki's going, he's time traveling, but it never gets super wacky with it, really. Like, it is,
yeah,
it's a wacky show, but it's not like he's flying through portals and getting like a slideshow of different realities.
Yeah, he's just going from like one shopping center to an office building to a field.
Exactly.
It's not that weird,
it's,
I guess.
So
I'm really excited for the moment the internet realizes that Loki is just a Stephen Moffat season of Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which
why,
I like.
Yeah, yeah.
And therefore I like this show, but it is the same show.
What do you reckon the finale will be given that? That's what you think it is.
Speculating on Loki within a speculation episode on Spider-Man 3 is huge, especially when this, I think, will come out after the last episode.
Well, we'll make sure it's like a day before.
Yeah, 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 say a bunch of different things, we'll edit out.
I think Loki will die. I think Loki will survive. I think the world will reset. I think multiverses will... No, I don't know. I don't think that it's going to be... I think I've said this before on the podcast, but it's become increasingly apparent with the first wave of MCU shows that they don't want to change the status quo too much with the finale because they're not sure, which makes sense from a business point of view. They weren't sure how many people were going to watch the TV series, so they don't want to be like, you need to have seen this, otherwise the next movie that we're expecting to make
this is integral.
$600 to $800 million, we don't want this TV series to be integral to because then maybe people won't.
Yeah.
So,
but I think that probably the end of Loki will feed into Spider-Man, but not in a way that is obvious.
Well, I think it's again at the end of Loki, I think it'll either be revealed of like, we either get Kang the Conqueror, and Kang the Conqueror might be another Loki.
Yeah.
And then you get like time portals being opened up everywhere, or being like, you know what, the sacred timeline is kind of like opened up. And now we're getting more bullshit and opens up that wackiness, and now we get like time portals everywhere.
Yeah, it'll probably result in the sacred timeline being something happening to it that fractures it, which means that it just, when they show other MCU stuff,
we
the audience know, oh, the reason time's getting weird is because of what Loki did, but you don't need to have seen that.
I think they're sort of, they've decided, okay, no matter what you watch, we want to get you used to the idea there's going to be multiple universes.
So
if you watch Loki, if you watch What If, or if you watch whatever.
Yeah, for sure. If you're paying attention to like the spate
and then
of
in
coming.
Spider-Man, all you got to do is like, oh, yeah, it's a time portal, takes you a different dimension.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, whatever.
Who are those two characters? Who are they? Oh, that's Andrew Garfield. Whatever.
I could go with
the vending machine repairman. Like, hey, what's that? Hey, it's a portal.
Hey,
a different dimension.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're the Mario brothers.
Oh my god. Mamma mia.
Disney's
I'm a Mario
buying
Garfield
Nintendo
or whatever.
Confirmed. Yeah. But it could just be like, because again, you got to sum up basically the Loki TV series in a sentence or two of like tiny exposition. Or
you just have Doctor Strange come in because he's in a film, obviously. Yeah. And I think they've said,
time's fucked. Time is so fucked.
What the fuck did you do, Spider-Man?
Peter Parker, did you fucking...
Holy fuck, we are in such fucking trouble right now.
We've really fucking shit the bed here, Spider-Man.
He just like throws up on the ground.
What do you just web all the dimensions back together, Spider-Man?
What the fuck,
very
man?
Useful.
We are fucking
grabbing a whole dimension of vampires all wanting your blood.
I gotta go. He just like gets down on his knees and has a little cry. Okay, let's go. You're coming with me, you little fuck. And then that's it.
So you're expecting to open like Rick and
like
Morty?
Rick and Morty. Yeah. I guess so.
If we could.
Doctor Strange is a real Rick or Morty. I haven't seen enough of the show to remember the difference between the two. Rick is the old one,
Yeah. Well done.
He's a real Rick.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, that's big Morty energy.
Yeah.
That surprises me, Dusha.
Yeah.
That is a hurtful comment.
You look like a Rick and Morty fan.
Yeah, there we go.
You look like big A number one Rick and Morty fan.
Isn't this Rick and Morty Pickle Rick t-shirt? I'm a pickle Rick. No, Morty.
It's the wubba double up dub tattoo that you have on your face.
I know that means I'm in great pain. Please help me or whatever. Which,
no.
I only
you
know that because of a song.
Pickle, dude. That's
crazy.
That
is sick.
To get out of therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look like you'd be just on the counter of a McDonald's just screaming about that Szechuan sauce.
Yeah.
No, I go to McDonald's and scream about the...
BTS meal?
Yeah.
Oh, I want a BTS meal. Chicken nuggets and that tasty sauce.
I'm flanked on the name of the sauce that I like.
Cajun, man.
Cajun. Yes. Yeah. Really I go to McDonald's and scream about the Cajun sauce.
So what is Tom Holland going to be doing in this film?
Well, because that's the thing. We've got a lot of crazy ideas here, but we've also only got how the movie starts 10 different times, and that's it.
Because I'm assuming it's going to be, again, is it going to be set in the... Because again, if it's set in like the 1.6 recurring universe.
I think it's actually 1.9 recurring. I
don't fuck!
We have to say it because otherwise... I mean, emails have already been sent, obviously, but in tweets.
God
but,
damn it.
Yeah, it's 1.9.
If you've sent an email, send another email apologizing.
So the 1.9 recurring universe, all set in there, then it's basically just Spider-Man almost on the lam being hunted by, say, Kraven.
Yeah.
But if it is just him going through portals, then it's like, oh, okay, all bets are off.
I think there'll be less portals, just because Multiverse of Madness is going to be all portals.
Yeah,
and if we do two movies of just all portals, people will be like, is this what this is now?
Yeah.
I'm sick of portals. Blowing holes in the sky. I don't like it.
Damn. I think this might be maybe just like a run-of-the-mill, like if it is Kraven. Just again, Kraven hunting down Spider-Man in New York, which I would like.
What if there's a slight time jump and we're not really dealing with the direct fallout of the end of Far From Home? This is me speculating about the start of the movie again.
Speculate about the end at least.
Well, what if it just starts with Kraven already hunting Spider-Man? Like as in
like a time jump of say like a month or two.
Or even like a year.
Yeah. How do you think Andrew Molina and
Andrew Molina?
Leave me alone.
Get a load of this guy.
Oh, I didn't realize we let fuckwits in the room.
Doc Ock and Electro.
Yeah. Yep.
What? How do we think they're going to tie into the?
This
that,
could
if it's
be again. If it is Kraven the Hunter, you could have something like he's using them as bait.
Oh yeah.
And so again, you have the Sinister Six kind of forming as like bait for Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that happening. Or just like the Sinister Six. Don't you point out that I said Senator. The Senator Six.
I guess in many ways, I guess the government are villains.
But yeah, maybe that's sort of like one half of the film and the other half is Spider-Man trying to run away from Kraven.
You have Spider-Man being revealed as Peter Parker and he's killed...
Nick Mason? You're a terrible
stroppy.
I was not kicked. It's okay. It's quite all right. It felt like metaphorically.
Thanks for covering for me, dude. Thanks for
covering. What just happened?
He just dropped his cards.
He dropped some of his fidget cards.
I thought he dropped a shoe or something for some reason because it made like a
shoe creating. They've been upsetting me for I'm off my game because you dropped some cards earlier. I didn't mention it. They've been on the floor for a while.
So with
stop talking not into a microphone. You've been doing podcasts for 10 years.
Sorry, I'm back.
Thank you.
So revealed. Well, was my train of thought just gone?
Okay.
He's revealed that Peter Parker. Now, like, what are the ramifications of that in that world?
Yeah,
because we know that yes, he worked with the Avengers. We know that he's worked with all that kind of stuff. And yes, he killed a lad, maybe. But like, we're just getting that from J. Jonah. Like, what are the ramifications of say the Shield or the Avengers, whatever's left, or anything like that?
I think what we might get. Okay, again. We're going back to the start, but this time I want to fill out, I don't know, Nick, just to fill in, we have a famous bingo card situation where we encourage everyone to fill out their BS bingo card.
Best of speculation bingo card,
Best of speculation bingo card with our predictions and then to take them into the cinema and then at the end of the movie, obviously you haven't filled in any squares because we're morons, so just to place that virgin piece of paper in the bin.
Yeah. We like to imagine every cinema bin is just full of hundreds and hundreds of blank sheets of paper.
Unfilled in bingo.
People didn't even bother putting the bingo.
Just people going to the cinema, cracking open a pristine box of Reflex and just slipping it all into a bin.
This is for you.
I hate recycling.
The BS boys have fucked me and the world this time. I cut down a tree for your stupid podcast.
That's funny.
So time jump, I reckon.
Chuck it on. So you got time jump.
I think that what they will have done is that Spider-Man will still be Spider-Maning, but New York will hate him. He'll still be fighting villains, but New York aren't on his side anymore. They're like, you're a piece of shit, Spider-Man. Might even get that line. MCU love saying shit.
Yeah, that's true. I think that there's got to be some element of Peter Parker being stuck away somewhere.
Because because No Way Home.
No Way Home, which we've completely ignored as the
which
subtitle
is why
of the
I think
film.
Either it's going to go through into a portal or something like that or into another dimension, or he's basically being like Shield or Happy, whatever's left over. He's been like, yoink, and taking him somewhere.
What about this?
What about that?
Peter Parker, Tom Holland Peter Parker, He's fucked out of New York.
I swear to God, if this is the start of the movie again.
No, it's not. It's not. It's the basic premise.
Okay.
And it's a way to introduce Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire. Mm-hmm. And it also ties into Contessa needing a bad Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. So maybe Spider-Man's not allowed to be in New York anymore. Yep. Or Kraven's hunting him away off to... Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Are we putting? We've got Kraven on the card. Yeah, yeah. That's a really big swing.
I think that's yeah. But then they introduce one of the other Spider-Men, Andrew Molina. No,
Andrew Garfield.
Fucking dog shit for brain, motherfucker.
Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield Spider-Man is introduced, but they're like from another dimension, and maybe they're bad. And they're to take over Spider-Maning in New York under the government's supervision, i.e. it's the Thunderbolt Spider-Man. That's my theory.
You could have something where it's just like this was
Thunderbolt
Peter
Spider-Man's
Parker
on the card, because that's a bad suggestion.
So you could almost do it like the press reveal that was in the Civil War comics where Peter Parker like takes off his mask.
Yeah.
But when he's doing that, it is revealed like it is Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield, and just to kind of take the heat off Peter Parker. And maybe like Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire is like hired by S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh yeah, because I was going to be like, I think
so. It could be like
a fake, basically.
If they do the Iron Man 3 reveal again.
What, the suit's empty?
No, the Mandarin.
Yeah. It's an actor.
Yeah, it's Travis Slattery.
Which Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are.
In real life, they are famously are actors.
Therefore,
lover of the craft. Both, I think.
So I think, if we are going to get like, I think we are going to get like the Spider-Man, but I reckon we're going to get like the Ben Reilly costume. So I think we're going to get like the hoodie and the denim cutoff, whatever. And then we're going to get maybe like an Iron Spider as well, like someone like wearing
that. There have
that,
been a couple of costumes released, I think, like leaked. And I think three Spider-Man costumes have been leaked for this movie.
I don't know if I avoid leaks or if I'm just dumb enough to not know.
I don't
seek
them out. I just, they pop up somehow
in my
world. I don't
use Reddit. I reckon that's probably the one
difference. I think I saw them on Instagram. That's where I saw the Lego leak too. I don't know why. You think I'm looking that shit up?
No.
But I think you are. Yeah. I think you are looking up Lego though. So. Yeah.
What are you doing cleaning your chimney? This place doesn't even have a chimney.
Thank you for setting that up for me. Very welcome.
Yeah, I think we're going to get like the Andrew Garfield and the Tobey Maguire are going to be in different Spider-Mans. And then it's going to be like the whole thing maybe to like detract from J. Jonah being like, Peter Parker, Spider-Man. It's like, well, yeah, but who are these Spider-Men? And then this is going to be like that.
Yeah. About speculation on the end of the thing? Okay.
So I think the Venom tease, like
if I can
said
speculate
before
on the start though briefly.
Yeah, of course.
It wouldn't surprise me if at the start they just revealed that the J. Jonah Jameson thing, that's an illusion.
That's
Mysterio's last illusion for whatever reason. Like he thinks he's in New York, but he's in like a bigger, like he can, maybe it's being projected directly into his eyes.
He's still on the bridge.
Yeah, nobody else can see it.
A reference to Sin, I don't know why I mentioned this because no one cares about what I'm going to say. And it's
also a
film title that I cannot pronounce.
Oh, yeah, you've really built this up. Here we go.
It's going to be a real Cinder.
Come on, baby.
Synecdoche, New York.
Yes, situation. Philip Seymour Hoffman. Rest in peace.
Okay.
What happened in that film?
It's one of those movies. By one of those movies. I was going to say,
why did this guy bring this up?
Yes. I don't even know.
It relates to what Mason said, sort of. But this guy's going through it and he's making a theater production and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then he's made like a full blown city to act out this performance. It's very upsetting.
But so, I wouldn't be surprised if they're like, God, we don't have time for all this other stuff. We don't have time for all these Spider-Mans and Dr. Octopuses and this identity thing. We'll just wipe it away straight away.
Yeah.
Because they kind of did that with the last one where Aunt May's like, you're Spider-Man? And then it started the next one. And she's like, I don't care, you're Spider-Man.
Yeah. I actually
cool less even of a this. Shit.
Yeah.
In fact, imagine all of the big reveals in this are just more Mysterio fuckery.
Whoa.
Oh, it's like, it's Dr. Octopus and Alfred Moroto.
What if it's dying moments just in it? That's my favorite theory. You can do it for anything.
Yeah.
What if this movie was just his dying thoughts? What if he died in the first scene, but the rest of it's just his dying thoughts?
Do you mean Spider-Man's dying? Spider-Man died in Far From Home. And
Well, if we confirmed that anything after the bridge actually happened in any other MCU film. So it could all just be this Mysterio bullshit.
Right. Yeah.
But you could have, it could be Mysterio. It's just like, it is all just Mysterio again. And, you know, he's fighting like what I guess is a grown up version of little boy Tom Holland is Tobey Maguire.
Oh,
and so
my
he's like,
God.
He's,
Tobey Maguire is adult Tom yeah. Holland.
And so it could be like a mysterious being like, this is what you, you know, the adult version of you, you're fighting, but it's just an illusion, which is just an old.
He's like, you're 18 now. When you're about 22, you're going to look like Andrew Garfield.
They make and then when you're the 40, guy?
You're going to be Tobey Maguire.
Every Spider-Man's the one Spider-Man through the ages.
Yeah.
Oh, please do that.
This is the Mysterio's last ditch attempt to like get Spider-Man to kill himself. He's like, you're going to look like this. And he's like, oh, pretty good. I look all right. What about this, though? Still pretty good.
Still, I'm doing okay.
Like a Hollywood actor in both of those situations.
It could be a thing where it's like either if you are looking at sort of like time portals, mm-hmm. not just like sort of multi-dimension, but it could be time thing as well. So yeah, like it's Tobey Maguire could be playing an older Spider-Man, but in this universe, so it's kind of like a Spider-Man Rain version.
I think he will be. I think either way, whatever, he's not going to be playing like a contemporary Spider-Man.
Yeah, like I don't think he's going to be playing.
He's
like,
punished Spidey, basically.
Yeah, like he's not going to be playing the Spider-Man from the Sam Raimi verse. He's going to be probably playing an older version of Tom Holland.
Well, I think that he will be playing. I think it's both of the things you said. But with some of the stuff that
two
you said,
Tobey Maguires.
But with some of the stuff
that counts
you said,
as two Spider-Man.
But with some of the stuff he said is not the thing. I think that it will be still the Sam Raimi Spider-Man, but it's going to be aged up, and I think it'll be a Spider-Man Reign situation. But that'll be a reference for the fans and a fucked up reference.
Yeah.
But they'll mention that Mary Jane's dead in his world.
Yeah.
And
grim.
Yeah, it'll be similar to, I guess, Peter B. Parker, because they know it works. So I honestly think that they're going to look it into the Spider-Verse. Take some of the stuff that works from that, but change it enough that people aren't like, this is the same movie, but it's still close enough that people are still going to do it anyway.
I think Mary Jane's still going to be alive. They're just not going to bring her in. Because I think if they were like, yeah, there's another alternate universe Spider-Man and he's sad and his wife's gone.
Yeah.
They'd be like,
that's a bit grim.
It's a bit grim.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Andrew Garfield also has just had
Gwen Stacy
die. So you can't be like, here's your two future Spider-Mans. They're both sad because the love of their life is dead. Both at their own hand or dick.
Yeah.
One of the situations. Spider-Man Reign is fucking crazy.
What if it's like, does he kill Electro? How do I know? It's my favorite film in the world. Electro, does Electro die at the end of Amazing Spider-Man 2?
Yes.
How?
He gets
too much electric.
Too electric. Yeah, he does.
Because they play that Spider-Man
scene. So he portals his way into that way, and because I'm wondering, because they specifically picked a villain from
two
specific Spider, so surely it's like, I'm chasing my guy, which is crazy because Spider-Man 3 came out. So. And at the end of it, Tobey Maguire's like,
this thing is,
I'm just gonna pop back, fight Venom
with Sinister Six. The reason why they tend to form is because they're like, we all hate Spider-Man, right? Yeah. You hate him, and they're like, yeah, I do. And so in this, you kind of got like, well, Spider-Man has been Spider-Maning enough to kind of build up that hatred. So, but if you bring in those two people from different universes, you're like, yeah, I hate Spider-Man and hate Spider-Man.
And then it's like a global, we hate the kind of concept of Spider-Man, which is kind of cool. But what about this sort of meta prediction to sort of like bring us home? It's not going to be as good as we want it to be.
I think
like it's going to be a bit disappointing. Like you're going to be like, it's going to be great. And then you're going to watch it. I think we've been tricked
Do you think Andrew Molina's performance is going to be bad?
We're making fun of you.
Oh, you. Oh, God, I'm going to eat my own shit now or whatever.
I disagree.
But what
I think
see, the
gonna,
reason, the, what, I, yeah. what I'm thinking is that I think we've been tricked by the complexity of the TV shows that have come out.
But they're not that complex. Remember, you just said that.
No, I know, but
20 minutes ago, I understand why you forgot.
In the time when we're watching these TV shows, every single one, we're like, man, they're doing something different. And then they don't in the end. So I just.
Marvel tend to make only three films.
Yeah, so I think we're going to get one of Marvel's three films for this.
Here's my crazy.
Which of the three then, I guess?
I guess we're going to get probably not a Thor Ragnarok or a Guardians. Probably
or
more.
A Civil War?
Yeah, it'll be Civil War.
Yeah.
It'll be a meaningful. It's going to be very similar to Civil War because it'll have. The meaningful, it'll probably have a really intense emotional story that they kind of abandon at points.
Yeah.
To have like the like cameos
superhero
and,
shit. Yeah. And cameos and stuff. Yeah. Civil War.
Tobey Maguire. Tom Holland will be.
Look at this guy. I'm flipping it around. I'm with the cool kids now at the expense of my friendship.
Nick Mason will never be your friend. He's my friend.
That's fair.
I think that, Tom Holland's Spider-Man will be going through some emotional turmoil, whether it relates to the fact that... Let's tie back into my own theory before,
Okay, all right, sure.
Is this about how the movie starts?
No? This is after the start.
Okay.
Like how New York hates him and stuff like that, yeah, and maybe the consequences of that and how like his friends can't trust him and stuff like that. And then there'll be moments where it pivots and the other Spider-Men pop up.
Mm. Do you think this could be cheap? I don't know. But in terms of like, the heartfelt stuff, and you're right about like whatever this thing is, like I can't do this, everyone hates me.
Yeah.
But because he's like, if time and like portals and all this kind of shit is happening where he can go to different dimensions and maybe shifting the time, do you think he might have a heartfelt talk with a certain uncle?
We haven't seen Uncle Ben.
And so it's going to be like, again, where it's like, look, yeah, I know New York might hate you. New York might think you've done some terrible things, but you have great power, Peter.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe this is the time, yeah.
Oh, and that would be like, huge.
Or yeah, we get power. That from Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man. To be like, I got it. Yep. My uncle. Your uncle too, actually.
My uncle. Oh my god!
A lot of uncles gave me a pretty important lesson when he was dying in that truck.
He died in a truck.
You know, look, I gotta tell you, a truck is a powerful machine, and with great power.
Do you guys have trucks in this universe?
Be careful! Fear the truck.
The truck is what killed my uncle. I don't think that is what happened. And also being like, after, and you would have experienced this too. After you tried to be a wrestler.
What? Anyway, my uncle was killed by one of the guys from Sideways. And I think one of the other guys from Sideways tried to kill the other Spider-Man. And
I'm all right. So what happened to your dad,
They used to love wine, and now they're trying to kill everyone. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Please stop telling us the plot of Sideways. Give me the message.
It's a 2.5-hour kind of journey. It makes it feel like that these people, they're a bit broken, but they're your friends. Mm. And they love wine.
Is there a lesson in this? I don't remember. No.
I think you're right. I think you're right, Joel. I think they'll be like, we got to have that. Because if it's, you know, second to last one, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, true. That is a huge, I put that, the great power comes Christmas responsibility. Here's another thing.
Yeah.
And this is a huge.
Or maybe a bunch of Uncle Ben's, like all the Uncle Ben's.
A choir of Uncle Ben's.
With great power comes great responsibility. Yeah, that would be an intense scene.
That's another scene in 40X where the chairs lean back because you're getting blown away by sound. My huge, huge, huge swing here, and I'm sorry it results in you eating shit, this is going to reveal that Amazing Spider-Man takes place in the Venom universe. Venom is in the Amazing Spider-Man universe because there has been like little weird crossovers there, and I think that will be an easy way to close that universe because... Mm. Like
is a bit of an open-ended.
Where Spider-Man 3 at least sort of contains it a bit more. And we're also, so Andrew Garfield will return to that. So then we'll get Andrew Garfield popping up maybe as Spider-Man once in the Venom 3.
Yeah.
We're going to get the Spider-Man 4. They'll be able to make it. And now Marvel are going to be in a situation where they can kind of make multiverse films, which the What If series also is testing, which you can just have stuff that's entirely outside of the main.
Yeah,
and Loki is also doing that.
True.
Totally outside of any of the consequences of the sacred timeline.
Yeah, yeah.
But the big thing will be Tom Holland goes through it. There's cool side shit.
He suffers.
And at the end, Venom, post-credit scene.
I reckon it will be a Miles Morales post-credit scene with Donald Glover.
Donald Glover is Prowler, right?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, so Prowler, also you could get the Contessa scene with Prowler, and Prowler could be our Spider-Man for our bad Avengers.
Fuck, maybe Prowler's in this.
Yeah.
Maybe. Has anyone checked Don Glover's Twitter recently? What's he doing?
Could be. Don Glover's hot right now.
Brought you sugar that kid. Yeah.
Right. I got high hopes for him. Yeah.
I think he's going to do pretty well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think if we might get like a Miles Morales thing.
I think that's very possible.
Then we could have three Spider-Men at the same time.
Here's something to put on your BS page.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage as the black and white Spider-Man.
Spider-Man
the live action one. Maybe you don't see his face. Probably don't see his face, but...
Chuck him in it.
You see him at some point. Maybe he's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but live action version.
Not maybe, he is, because it's going on the BS Boys bingo card.
Just like a complete crossover of... Yeah. Into the Spider-Verse.
Possible. Not impossible at all.
I think it's just going to be... But yeah, where is his... Where is he far from home? Like, where is he
at?
Is he...
Yeah, because I think the No Way Home is going to be metaphorical and New York Hayden.
I think the No Way Home is he's going to get stuck in an alternate future or something. Spider-Man 2099. Why not?
Mm.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I reckon it's going to be a dimensional thing. Because, like... you know, he's a guy who can call Happy Hogan and be like, hey, Happy Hogan, can you pick me up? So if he's on like an island or something, you know, that's not easy. Nowhere on earth is no way home for him at that point.
Called Happy's my way home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think it is kind of, if we can put him somewhere where he's, cause Spider-Man, the MCU Spider-Man.
Sorry, who?
Is this cool guy? he's sick.
I don't know if you heard about him.
Guys, I know a cool guy.
But
some special powers.
Special powers, maybe not as exciting as your superheroes, but a whole lot more wholesome. So Spider-Man in the MCU has never really had to work for anything, you know what I mean? Or like, he's always been connected to Iron Man or Happy Hogan or whatever. So we've never really seen like a loose, struggling Spider-Man, which is like another kind of core part of the Spider-Man personality.
Want to hear something else?
I would love to.
It's been kind of confirmed that Doctor Strange is going to be a mentor role in this film. Filling the Iron Man shoes.
New dad.
Honey dad. That's nice.
Third dad.
Magic dad.
So yeah, because again, it depends how much, because in my head I'm like, oh yeah, Doctor Strange's not going to be in it that much, but if he is, then like,
then it's portal shit.
So much portal shit.
And then that portal shit just carries on. If it's portal shit, that means
they could do like a portal shit, and then like Doc Strange is like, I gotta go here, Peter, come on. Oh, now the portal closed. Yeah. And now he's like, I gotta get my boy. Mia. I gotta get my new boy.
The portal can't be open again for a while for some reason.
He's got no way home. I guess Spider-Man's got no way home.
And then Spider-Man's got to do his like thinking brain and be like, I got to invent something to get home. And he gets home and he's like, I'm home, but it's not. It's Tobey Maguire's universe. He's like, Oh my God, who is this old me?
He checks the gate. He's like, the gate always squeaks.
If
I'm home, I didn't squeak.
And so they go through, and then it's like, I fixed the gate, remember? Like, last week I put oil, and they're like, oh no, fuck.
Yeah. What's that from?
Sliders.
That's right. I knew that reference. And I was like,
okay, what about this? This is my post-credit scene. Uh-huh.
Okay,
because we've all got one. Yeah. So let's round it out with this. I got to be included. I'm the baby. Okay.
The resident idiot.
So it's been a lot of Spider-Mans, okay? And Doctor Strange has been helping out. And then he's like, it's like, we save the day, and portals open up. Doctor Strange turns around, and we get like multiple Avengers coming through the different portals.
Jesus Christ.
And Doctor Strange is like, this is a bigger fucking deal than I thought. Spider-Man,
you fucked it again.
What the fuck did you do, Spider-Man, you piece of shit?
Just a little vomit.
Oh, fuck. It's going to be so fucking hard to fix.
They all think they're the right.
Spider-Man.
The usher at the cinema's like, he's looking at this dial for the seats, and he's like, they've got an instruction that's like, turn it up to 11. He's like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. But he turns it up to 11, and we're all like, whoa!
Spider-Man!
So it is very important that the first fuck in the MCU is also on the BS Boys bingo card.
It's coming in this
movie. I said this last time, and I know that Jackson and Zammit, you will not remember this.
I don't.
But maybe the listeners will. But Doctor Strange 2 is written by the same person that wrote Loki, who's also a writer on Rick and Morty.
There you go.
So having Doctor Strange act like Rick makes sense.
Yeah, chuck that on the bingo card too.
Yeah.
Dr. Rick. And obviously, the trailer at the point of recording hasn't come out yet. So this episode is very fresh, obviously. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know when the trailer's coming out, but I'm assuming, based on the podcast curse, that it's going to come out probably a second before we release this episode.
Probably out right now.
You've got the podcast in your ears, but you're watching the footage in the trailer and you're shaking your head at how wrong we got it.
Wow, that was just wrong for 70 minutes.
From go to woe, they were incorrect.
Huh. Yeah. Trailer will just be a sad voiceover of Tom Holland, everything being wrong. The trailer will feature the end credit scene from Far From Home, just to remind everyone. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, one of the huge reveals from the film will be at the end of the trailer.
Yeah,
I reckon we'll get voiceover, but it'll be like of the three Spider-Men.
I think it might be similar to yours, Dusha, but I think it might be at the end we'll see a Spider-Man logo, but it'll be the different Spider-Man logo. Yeah, and people will be like, that's the different Spider-Man logo. I know things.
Yeah.
That's a reference to a thing that I read.
Do we think that my theme song will be in it?
Yes.
Spider-Man!
Just aggressively yelling, Spider-Man.
Yeah. If it's not, I'll record it and put it over the trailer when the trailer comes out. Sick.
So, a lot of speculation. I'm feeling good about this. I think it's a big home run again by us.
I think we got it all right.
We certainly said enough things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
true. Tell you what, the movie can open any way it wants and we're right.
This movie will either, will or it won't have portals, Uncle Ben's.
Yeah.
As many Uncle Ben's. 1 to 5 Uncle Ben's.
6 to 25 Spider-Man.
So many Spider-Man.
We're covering all
so many Spider-Man.
It'll either be directly tied into Loki or won't.
Man, you're going to be tripping over so many Spider-Mans in this film. Ah, oh, it's going to be beautiful.
Too many. Yeah,
it's going to be real Spider-Man or fake Spider-Man. My God.
We can't lose.
Exactly. And a sneaky Seabiscuit cameo, which I personally looking forward to.
There's a lot there.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
ISO's here too.
And Nick Mason, where can we find you?
I'm on a podcast called The Weekly Planet, where we talk about this kind of stuff also.
Yeah.
What?
So, if you like... They definitely haven't talked enough about what's going to happen in a Spider-Man movie. Go to that podcast as well, I reckon. Yeah.
Is yours more well-researched?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't make that claim. Just...
If you listen to this and you're like, I haven't heard of The Weekly Planet, I liked this podcast, but they yelled probably a bit too much. And I really didn't like the part where the man kept claiming he was going to eat his own shit. Then maybe The Weekly Planet's view.
Yeah, we have a no coprophilia. Oh,
okay. It's a smart rule. We should look into that.
Like a rule there, yeah.
That's crazy.
We'll see. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we... well, we've been the BS books.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sanspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.